Okay, so this is Joan, and today is June 6th, 2020, and I am interviewing
George Schiller, Dale's brother.
Very good. So, George, what do you remember about growing up?
What do I remember? Well, I know Dale was my best friend. Did everything before me. I kind of followed him, even though I'm a year older, and miss him terribly. But really, until I got married, he was my whole life. He kind of just, whatever he did, I did whatever. You know, he got a car first, he dated first, just most things. But to go back before that, far back as I can remember, youngest things were every Christmas Santa Claus would come over and bring us presents, and my Uncle Herman was Santa Claus, and cowboys were big then, and I remember getting a lot of cowboy outfits, and one year in particular, hat, everything, boots, whatever, and you know, we had the pole horse to ride around on, so you know, I'm sure we created a lot of havoc, but as we got older, I guess the fact that we got that and played is what I remember about childhood. That went on until we didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. And I remember after that, it was my dad who taught us how to play baseball and took us everywhere, went to museums, and I think we both truly enjoyed that. Good common sharing things. And also, my dad also took us fishing every weekend. So, you know, and I can remember, I believe Dale said this, if they're big enough to bite, they're big enough to eat. So we used to keep a lot of little fish. And my poor mom had to cook them anyway, so.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, we had many a good trips. You know, we used to go on our bikes to go fishing together, ride on our bikes and go to the, in Chicago, there were forest preserves with what they called sloughs in them, and excellent fishing, excellent. They aren't anymore, but they were back then. And as we got older, we also started, Dale collected the cars, but he kept them. But we started collecting cars, and I think this
What kind of cars?
Little model cars. They were about, they were already put together, and they were about a foot long, but exact replicas. And I'm trying to think, the oldest one I had was from a 49 Ford, but we didn't collect them at that point. But when we got to about, I would say 1955, 56, we started getting serious about buying and collecting these things. And what we would do is we'd race them. We lived in St. Louis on 10842 South St. Louis Avenue. That's where we grew up. And the driveway had two columns in grass in the middle. It wasn't a solid driveway, but it was fairly long because the garage was in the very back of the yard. And we would race these cars up and down those. And we would either take two or three and we'd try to block each other and we'd push them. If you fell off, you were done and you got the farthest one. And we spent a lot of time doing it.
How old were you roughly at that time?
Well, at that time, if it's 55 or 56.
8 or 9?
Yeah, 9 or 10 maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You tried to push each other off?
Not particularly. We were just trying to, whoever could get a car there first.
I see, okay.
So, and they didn't go straight enough that if you pushed them too hard, they fell off.
I see, okay. Uh-huh.
So we had a lot of cars, and we went through, but, you know, finally one of us won. And we did variations, I don't remember. But I remember doing a lot of that. And I also remember every day, we were a little older, I'd say, 12, we played in Little League together all the time, and but then we started playing softball, and after school. school every day. The whole group go back to the school. In the schoolyard, we would play softball. So we did that, a lot of that, and that was fun. And like I said, Dale probably was smarter than me and certainly stronger than me and more outgoing than I was. And he could hit the ball farther than I could. So, you know. And another thing I remember when we were in Little League, and I don't know how old, how far Little League goes, but Dale hit a home run. And my dad was ecstatic. You know, he just beamed. And sad to say, I never did hit a home run. But I was not particularly jealous, but, you know, I felt bad I couldn't do it for my dad. But it was nice to see him so pleased. And he was pleased with whatever we did. It didn't matter to him if we struck out or, you know, stole the base or whatever, tripped on the plate.
He was a coach? Or
he was a coach and a manager.
And a manager.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so of various teams, not all the time. Like, he did that a few years. And it's just like soccer dads today. We didn't play soccer then.
Was he ever an umpire?
Oh, he umpired all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was one of the main umpires because he was there. Uh-huh. You know, we'd have a game. He'd be there, and he'd probably umpire the next game or whatever, or the game before.
So he would call balls and strikes?
Call, yeah, the whole shot, yeah.
Did people ever get mad at him?
I don't recall that happening. I guess when we weren't in the game, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what was going on out in the field. You know, we'd be running around and whatever, chasing havoc, making havoc. And but that was pretty much what I remember. And once we got into high school, like I said, Dale dated. I was kind of shy, didn't do things. I think he probably got better grades than me, but we were about even. We weren't excelling students by any means. But whatever we did, it was because of him. And I remember he got the first car, and it was a 1955 Plymouth, and he was in high school.
Probably. What color?
Powder blue. It was powder blue, and it burned oil, and he nicknamed it Puff the Magic Dragon. And we went a lot of places with Puff. So that was, you know, and that's how he was. He was fun to be with. You know, he just, that's the reason he was popular. He would come up with things like that. Who would name your car? Well, he didn't have a 55 Plymouth. He had Puff the Magic Dragon. So.
But was he popular in school?
Not very. You know, we both just stuck together a lot. But you know, he knew more people, and those are people we played baseball with. Like, he went out. He had more friends. We didn't do a lot of socializing. We had, between our block and the block next to us, a baseball team. There was enough, you know, 9 to 13-year-old kids that we would go to the park and play baseball. So, and but that was about it. And after that, both went to high school together. Of course, I graduated a year ahead. And after that, we didn't do a heck of a lot until we both graduated college, and that kind of separated us some. But then Dale got married and had a whole bunch of children. And we would see each other while we were in college, but then we went and visited him probably every weekend. You know, we'd go over to his house and be with his kids, play a game or whatever, go someplace. So again, still my entertainment until I met my wife Joan, and then we kind of, and she probably remembers going over to Dale's house and
playing canasta,
whatever. Yeah, but once we got married, we kind of moved and went our more separate ways, let's say. So,
how did you feel when he got married, first got married?
Oh, I didn't mind. I was just fine.
I seem to remember you talking about how, you know, the old gangs breaking up and...
Well, you know, I'm sure I had those feelings. Uh-huh. Yeah, but no, we were close enough that didn't mean that we weren't going to see each other anymore.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
What did you like best about Dale?
Well, the fact that he was my best friend. He was willing to do things with me, willing to help me. I was outgoing enough and humorous. Nice to, pleasure to be around. So what more could you ask?
Did you guys ever fight?
No, I don't recall where, you know, fight. We wrestled, perhaps, but we never got really mad at each other. We never, you know, I can't ever remember throwing a punch at Craig, and I don't, or Craig.
She's, I'm glad you don't remember throwing a punch.
And I don't remember throwing a punch at Quentin or Lindsay either, but I didn't throw any punches at Dale, as far as I know. He, okay. He didn't throw any at me. I mean, we kind of just looked after each other, and we just threw, we weren't that competitive that way.
Did you quibble about toys?
No, I don't think we did. We weren't competitive. Uh-huh. We really weren't. Uh-huh. You know, we'd figure out a game to play and we'd play it. Uh-huh. It made me think of something else. We had a basement, which always flooded, but not much in it because of that. And we would pretend we were hockey players. And we'd have goals, and that we would destroy the basement and hit a ball around and, you know, try to score. But we did a lot of that, probably more in winter when we couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, we used to go tobogganing. I'm thinking of winter. We would go out to Palis Park Hills, and they had toboggan sleds out there. They had toboggan chutes.
So regular toboggan, not
regular
just
regular toboggan chutes, and you could go up there and go down. You know? And I think they only had two, so. But it was never really crowded, uh-huh. You know. So, and that was fun too. Uh-huh. And that's probably the things that come to mind about, you know, growing up with Dale.
What do you remember about fishing? And do you remember any funny or incidents regarding fishing?
No, my dad was a serious fisherman, so when we went fishing, we fished seriously. We weren't, you know, we learned how to bait a hook, how to cast, how to, you know, and we were extremely successful. So he taught us very well. And I guess when I got older, high school, college, I used to go fishing by myself constantly, and Dale had his own things that he did, I guess. But, yeah, other than that, no, I don't remember. Let's see. Yeah, I do remember one thing. We used to go fishing on the Fox River, and I can't remember what, there was a park there that had a playground, and this was when we were younger. And the only thing in the Fox River there were bullheads and carp. But anyway, we'd throw the poles out on the bottom, and then we'd go play in the prairie grounds, and we'd come back, and if we got a bite, and my dad would call us over, and we'd reel in the bullhead. And I remember this one, and I don't even remember who reeled it in, but one day we got about, close to 2-foot carp. It was a really big fish. And, boy, were we excited about that, you know. Unfortunately, carp aren't very good eating, but I think we did keep it. I don't think we ate it. And that, you know, something that stuck out in my list. And we probably did that. Not often, a couple times a year.
Did you go fishing on the Mississippi?
Did we go fishing on the Mississippi? I'm trying to remember if all of us went fishing on the Mississippi. Very probably, much older than, I know I went with my dad, but I'm not sure about Dale. I think he might have gotten married, and that's when we started going together out, you know, in the Mississippi.
You and your dad?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where did the three of you used to go? You said to the sloughs?
To the sloughs, regular. There was Horsetail Slough, which is excellent fishing. And then there was Saganaski Slough, which was the best fishing place in all of Illinois, uh-huh, until they killed all the weeds so fishermen could fish from shore. And that killed all the fish. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they think. But they did it eventually to all the sloughs. People would complain they couldn't, you know, get tangled, they couldn't. Oh. Well, once you kill all the weeds, the fish just didn't live there anymore. They weren't happy that you took away their home, you know. So they kind of went downhill, but they were very, very good fishing places when we were young. And we used to go on our bikes and go by ourselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'd take our bikes and ride out there.
Huh.
Yeah, usually, there was something else we did. three, four, or five of us kids in the neighborhood, we'd get on our bikes, and there was a lot of new construction there, and we'd be going up and down the hills like we were riding through the mountains on paths and everything. And that was enjoyable too. Good exercise.
Did you go to fishing in Wisconsin?
Only with my dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where
pretty
did
much. Well, I shouldn't say that. We went to a few lakes in Wisconsin. I'm trying to remember. Mainly we went to one in Illinois, and I can't remember the name of it. There was a big and a little, whatever lake it was. And then we went to smaller lakes in Wisconsin. Twin Lakes, Silver Lake. Oh, just all a bunch of the smaller ones. We probably hit every one of them. And I don't know, yeah, I probably went here with my dad's. Center Lake was by far and above the best of them. And I kept on fishing it forever. And just because I could read the water, I never came home empty-handed. And I could almost pick out, in fact, I took people fishing with me and picked out, well, if we go over here, we throw there, we'll get a bass. You know, if we go over here, we can catch all the bluegills you want and stuff. And they were very impressed, but I just knew that lake so well. That, you know. And I'm sure me and Dale went there, probably with my dad, but not that much. That was, once he got married, like I said, we stopped doing the fishing stuff. We had kids, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Now, you and Dale and Mary went to Hawaii, right?
We went to Hawaii.
What do you remember about that?
What do I remember about that? Well, I know they enjoyed it immensely.
You say that again?
I know they enjoyed it immensely.
Where did you go?
I was trying to remember. I don't remember if we went. We either went to Maui or to Kauai. These were the two favorite Hawaiian islands. And, you know, we did all the tourist things, and we had a very pleasant time. We took hikes. We went out on the ocean. I think me and Dale went snorkeling, but I don't know if Mary did.
And what made you decide to go there?
Well, because I liked Hawaii so much. And it was something that I enjoyed so much that I wanted to share it with him.
Oh, that was nice.
So, and...
You guys, they also went to the cabin.
They went to the cabin.
What do you remember about that?
Well, we hiked, and they liked the cabin, and it's very nice. It's high up in the mountains. They didn't do very much hiking. They weren't into it, I wanted to say. But we did. We played a lot of games, did puzzles, whatever we usually did, built fires.
How did Dale feel about driving in the mountains?
Oh, he did not particularly feel safe driving. It's very curvy. And, you know, there's no shoulders, the cliff is there, and, you know, if you drive off the road, you go down the mountainside. However, if you think about it, if you drive off the road anywhere, it's not good. But he didn't like that.
What did he say?
Well, nothing. He just wasn't comfortable. I would want to go riding here and there and go up and down places I had been in the mountains and show to him. And actually, one of them we went to was... what was it called? It's a big switchback. It was the top of Red Mountain. And he took a picture of us and the Red Mountain, which they probably still have, but I never got a photo that good. It was really very, very, very beautiful. And they took a lot of photos, but this was exceptional. And this the way up, depends on which way you went. The way up was kind of like the way up most of the mountain pass, but the way down was nothing but switchbacks. It was just back forth, back and forth. And people would be coming the other way. And, you know, it's only a very narrow road. And so I'm not sure how much he... he seemed to be rather tense when I was doing that. And, you know, I guess I was a little more reckless. I remember one day me and him went fishing the Kankakee River. And before you get to the Kankakee River, there's a narrow bridge, a very long bridge going over the Splains River, Kankakee. I'm not sure which one, they're fairly close there. But anyway, we were, you know, speeding with 65, and we were doing 70 or 80, being young kids. And we were on this bridge, which is very narrow. And I remember Dale tensing up because I didn't slow down and a big Hagway truck was coming the other way. And we zoomed by each other and he said, it was shaking, and he said, we couldn't have 6 inches. We had a lot more than that. I felt safe doing it, but the poor guy, I scared him a lot. I probably didn't catch any fish today. I'm pretty sure he wanted to drive home.
So George, if you could tell Dale one more thing, what would you say to him?
Well, that I wish we remained closer as we both got older. Him having kids and being married kind of separated us, and then I got married and we moved away and we rarely saw each other. And if I could do anything, spend more time being capable of doing things when we were still young enough to do them. I saw him later in life 2-3 times, but we were both, you know, in our 60s or so. Probably he had cancer anyway, and he had cancer for the first time. So we really, though, we sort of got together, you know, we'd go out, we didn't do a heck of a lot because we just couldn't do a heck of a lot anymore. So, and that, you know, we could have a lot more fun times.
But if he were sitting here today, mm-hmm. what would you tell him?
That I miss him terribly, and that I love him so much, and yeah, I can never forget he was truly my life when I was, you know, we did everything together, happy together, always fun to be with. I'll miss him, and I try not to think about those things because it makes me terribly sad. But he'll never be forgotten. And I wrote to Mary in very tear-jerking writing for me. She should have a copy. I emailed it to her. But, you know, to close it off, I was in tears. But I said, he signed it, "Goodbye, Dale. I love you so very much."